Audacious thieves is how police are describing those who have stolen an Auckland couple's treasured bonsai collection from their Mount Albert home in two separate incidents. Here's Acting Detective Sergeant Thomas Malcolm speaking to Checkpoint earlier this evening.
A elderly couple in their 70s own the trees, and they look like they've been avid collectors and cultivators of them for over 30 years. They have quite a substantial collection of them. It's impressive, to say the least. And the burglaries taken place, both of them have taken place over two nights. They first occurred on the 20th when 31 of the plants were taken, and then the audacious thieves have come back the second time on the 21st and taken a further 14. And they've selectively chosen some of the most beautiful plants that the couple had in their possession. These plants are they're unique works of art in their own way, and they're a product of years of dedicated attention, patience and nurturing, and they simply can't be replaced. They are beautiful specimens.
Police are appealing to public for help to find the miniature trees. And theft of bonsai specimens is becoming more common, according to Auckland Bonsai President, Society President Matt Hudson. He's with us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Audacious is definitely one word for it, isn't it?
It's horrible. I really feel for this couple. They really are heartbroken.
Yeah, it's something that's happening more and more. We're seeing it all the time at the moment. I've only fairly recently moved back to New Zealand, so in Australia, where I've come home from, it was happening all the time. I had trees stolen while I was over there. It's a really, really bad situation.
Is it because of the resale value? Why are bonsai being targeted?
I don't know. It's an interesting one, because I don't think there is any or much of a chance for the trees to be sold again after the fact. I think people who take them, they don't actually realise that finding a way to offload them after you've stolen them is going to be a really hard thing to do, because the community that does this, it's a relatively small community, and when trees like this do get taken, everyone knows what they look like, everyone knows what they're looking out for. And anyone who's willing to pay any money for a substantial tree is normally well clued into it too. So I don't know who they're going to try and offload them to, if they're able to at all. It's a weird situation. The only thing that we can think might be going on is that they're basically contracted to steal them for private collections. But even that, I'm skeptical about it. We're all a bit unsure about it.
You said in Australia it's happening more often and now here, but you really don't know where they're going to. You don't see them on Trade Me or somewhere else advertised?
It's so uncommon that they ever turn up again. The reality of the fact is what normally will happen is the thieves will take them, but they'll get the opportunity. They'll see them in someone's backyard. They'll grab them. And then because they're so hard to take care of, I think what eventually happens, they end up just dying in their backyards or their garages or their homes, and they end up getting tossed out or burnt and never seen again. That's the reality of it.
Well, what a shame, because
it's really awful.
It's an absolute art, isn't it? They are so spectacular as an art form when you see them.
Yeah.
And caring for them, what is the level of care that's required for a bonsai?
I mean, how long have you got, you know?
There you go.
I'm lucky enough to kind of do it for a living myself. So, people, pay me a decent money to teach them this stuff. It's something I have students I've been teaching on and off for years, and they're still, barely scratching this. I'm still barely scratching this surface with it, and I'm at a level where I'm teaching other people. It's just because there's a horticultural side to it, which is one thing, and that's the whole kettle of fish. But then, like you mentioned, there's a kind of artistic side to it too. And the physical practice of the manipulation of the trees is another whole part of it. So there's all these different things to learn. Of course, every species of tree that you do it on has, individual care requirements too. It needs different soil, different light levels, different water levels, different nutrients, and it's all, you could go on forever.
What about the spiritual side of it? When this originated in China, I believe, then went to Japan. What's the significance of something being so small and perfectly formed? Is there some significance about that?
Yeah, there is. It's not so much, I think, to do with the size of them. I mean, not all bonsai are small either. You get trees that are, that need cranes to pick them up and move them around. Just that they don't have to be small. They can be essentially a normal-sized tree in a pot. It's more to do with the way that they're, I guess, sculpted than anything else. Often when people think of bonsai, they think of a little tree you can carry in the palm of your hand, but that's not the case for a lot of them.
So it's to do with the shape?
Well, again, so if you look into... this is more the Japanese part of it, I guess. If we're talking bonsai, it's Japan. China, the Chinese art is more pinging. It's a slightly different thing. But in Japan, at least, it relates a lot to... so in Japanese religion, I forget the name of the actual religion. It's one of the earlier, more popular ones today. Basically, they look at nature as a deity in itself, right? And so when they create a bonsai tree, it's almost like a religious thing in a way for them. They get this idea of this sense of this perfect little piece of nature created in microcosm, which they can have with them. And it's almost like a reflection of nature that they can... worship is the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
I do.
But then, you know, when we look at it from a Western point of view, it's a little bit different. It's been bastardized in a way, I would say. But we appreciate it just the same.
So this story would have come to your attention this week, and you're in Auckland, and so are these people. So do you know who they are? Are they part of your society?
They're not. I don't personally know the couple who had their tree stolen. I believe their son reached out to us and asked us if there's anything we could do. So, of course, we shared it through all our social media channels. But there is a, like I said, it's a really close-knit group of people for the most part who do this. So we generally do know everyone who's involved. But, no, I personally don't know this couple.
What can they do? Just wait and hope that they turn up. They'll be all, also, just as an aside, they'll be all in beautiful little pots as well, won't they?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, you know. The ceramics themselves are often worth more than the trees that they're even put in. What can they do? There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing you can do at this point. And it sounds horrible to say, but it's like having the closest thing I can relate it to is like having like a pet stolen. You know, someone came and grabbed your dog from your backyard one night. I mean, because this couple has spent 30 years, on some of these trees. That's 30 years of like daily maintenance and daily watering, daily feeding, pruning, shaping, wiring. It's heartbreaking, you know.
It is, and I think the whole nation's feeling for them simply because of the daily effort that they've put into it, as you say. And I believe now the gentleman, he's not eating. I mean, he's eating, but he's just feeling very unwell about the whole thing and hoping that they'll come back.
You would. I mean, I remember when I had a couple of trees stolen in Australia, you feel so violated after the fact, you know? It's like someone's coming into your space, it's like into your precious little sanctity that you have set up, and you got all these trees that you're caring for, and someone just comes over one day and nicks them. You do feel violated afterwards.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep across it at the Auckland Bonsai Society. Am I saying that right? You say bonsai, and I looked it up.
The correct pronunciation is technically a bonsai.
Bonsai.
Like B-O-N-E, if you were to pronounce it. Pronounce kind of like bone.
Bonsai. Right, like that.
Is it? Yeah, bonsai, yeah, is the correct pronunciation, but bonsai works too.
Good. Well, Matt, thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
No, you're welcome.
That's the Auckland Bonsai Society President, Matt Hudson.